And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 19th of November, 2016. It's the birthday of the poet Sharon Olds, born in San Francisco, 1942, author of more than 10 books of poetry, most recently Stag's Leap. Sharon Olds, who said, "Whenever we give our pen some free will, we may surprise ourselves. All that wanting to seem normal in regular life, all that fitting in, falls away in the face of one's own strange self on the page." It's the birthday of the poet Alan Tate, Winchester, Kentucky, 1899, author of the poem Ode to the Confederate Dead and biographies of Stonewall Jackson and Jefferson Davis. And it was on this day in 1863, Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address at the dedication of the Soldiers' National Cemetery in Gettysburg, 4.5 months after the terrible battle, on a foggy, cold morning. The president arrived about 10 o'clock. Around noon, the sun came out. The crowds were gathered on a hill overlooking the battlefield. A band played. A local preacher gave a long prayer, and the headline orator, Edward Everett, spoke for more than 2 hours, describing the battle in great detail, bringing the audience to tears more than once. And when he was finished, the president stood up and spoke. His speech, just over 2 minutes long, less than 300 words, only 10 sentences, so brief, in fact, that many of the 15,000 people who were there didn't even realize that he had spoken because a photographer setting up his camera distracted them. But the next day, Edward Everett told Lincoln, "I wish that I could flatter myself that I had come as near to the central idea of the occasion in 2 hours as you did in 2 minutes." 5 different manuscript copies of the Gettysburg Address remain. All of them slightly different. One copy was signed and dated by Lincoln, and that is the one accepted as the official version. Here's a poem for today by Walt Whitman, lines from Leaves of Grass, the 1855 edition. "The little one sleeps in its cradle. I lift the gauze and look a long time, and silently brush away flies with my hand. The youngster and the red-faced girl turn aside up the bushy hill. I peeringly view them from the top. The suicide sprawls on the bloody floor of the bedroom. It is so. I witnessed the corpse. There the pistol had fallen. The blab of the pave, the tires of carts, and slough of boot soles, and talk of the promenaders, the heavy omnibus, the driver with his interrogating thumb, the clank of the shod horses on the granite floor, the meeting of enemies, the sudden oath, the blows and fall, the excited crowd, the policeman with his star quickly working his passage to the center of the crowd. The big doors of the country barn stand open and ready. The dried grass of the harvest time loads the slow-drawn wagon. The clear light plays on the brown, gray, and green intertinged. The armfuls are packed to the sagging mow. I am there. I help. I came stretched atop of the load. I felt its soft jolts, one leg reclined on the other." Lines from Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.